What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm your host, Brandon Fryer. We knew it was going to happen, and it happened this time. The Blackhawks lost to the Edmonton Oilers 3-0. We're going to break that down, give you some takeaways. We're going to preview their upcoming game with the Calgary Flames over the weekend. And then, you know it's about to happen. It's about to be All-Star Weekend. It's going to be tough overall for this team, and we're going to break down pretty much some mid-season grades overall. We'll give that to certain players who deserve certain grades. Let's get into that and more. Let's first start off with this game. It was the Edmonton Oilers. It was the Blackhawks. They said during this game it was the largest on the betting side. This was the third biggest bet side against the Blackhawks in this game. It was like horrible that they were such an underdog in this game. It was so bad to see that. And it was just tough for the Blackhawks. Now, they didn't get destroyed. And I had a feeling, because everybody was talking about this, that I was like, okay, watch, they're not even going to get destroyed. Watch, it's going to be like, they're going to make it a little bit close. Like, the Oilers were enormous favorites against the Blackhawks. The Edmonton Oilers are only the 15 to be a negative 600 or heavier since 2005. So just think how much money you could have made if the Blackhawks would have won. I'm not going to lie. Now, I made two separate bets. I want to say that right away. Like, I made one where I knew the Edmonton Oilers was going to win. But then, you know, I'm a Blackhawks fan. So I voted for the Blackhawks, and I put the bet down on them. Of course, it didn't win. But, hey, I tried to do something. I parlayed it with something, too, to really make it really juicy. But it didn't happen. But that's besides the point. Let's get into this game right now. You know how we're going to do it. We're going to break it down period by period with this one. Let's first start off in the second period. Nothing really happened too much in the first. Second period, power play goal by who else? Connor McDavid. Scoring the first goal. It was great in that one. They was up 1-0 in the second period. Going into the third, the Blackhawks was technically still in it. It was only 1-0 in this one. Then a goal scored again by an Edmonton Oilers. And guess who was assisted by? Connor McDavid. Right. And then just when you just want to make matters worse, guess who scored another goal? Connor McDavid. I mean, this kid is special, man. He's literally the best player right now in the NHL, and it definitely showed in this one. I mean, look, he deserves a star and everything. Would have been great to see him and Connor Bedard go at it. It just sucks that we couldn't see this matchup. But look, Connor McDavid is just so special overall. I mean, even without Connor Bedard, you just got to marvel at how great he is. Like, even though I'm a Blackhawks fan, I'm rooting for the Blackhawks, and just Connor McDavid is just the cream of the class, and it shows that. Now, let's look at some stats overall, and let's check out everything between the teams. 27 shots on goal for the Blackhawks, 34 for the Edmonton Oilers. Faceoff percentage, 58.5 for the Edmonton Oilers, 41.5 for the Blackhawks. Zero power play chances for the Blackhawks. One power play chance for the Edmonton Oilers, and they scored on it by who? Connor McDavid. That's going to be the story of this episode. Connor McDavid. Like, he's just amazing. I just can't get over it. All right. 4 penalty minutes for the Blackhawks, 2 for the Edmonton Oilers, 28 hits for the Blackhawks, 19 for the Edmonton Oilers, 13 blocks for the Blackhawks, 9 for the Edmonton Oilers. Save percentage, I mean, just a perfect 1,000% overall for the Edmonton Oilers, and then 0.912 for the Blackhawks in this one. Now, as we continue to look at stats in this one, Petr Mrazek got that extension. He had 33 shot attempts in that one. He saved 31 of them. Of course, you know, he did have two to go in, but then another one was just like more of a power play one. So that was that one in that. But you're looking at the defense again, a lot of negatives, not a lot of plus in this game in the plus minus. Seth Jones, -1. Kevin Korshinski, -1. You know, it's just bad. You know, they're just not doing anything overall for this one. Shots on goal, you give it to Seth Jones. He did have two shots on goal. Stanford had 3 shots on goal, 4 for Tyler Raddysh in this one. Philip Kurashev had 3. Reese Johnson had 4 shots on goal. You also had Jason Dickinson with 2, nothing from Colin Blackwell, and 1 for Joey Anderson. We're really going to be breaking down these grades for this one, but this was just the overall game where, I mean, it was just the Connor McDavid show, and it showed in this one, and you saw it overall. They had no answer for Connor McDavid, nor did they have it for the Edmonton Oilers overall. It was just a bad shutoff in this one. Now, the Blackhawks now slipped to 0-18-1 on the road. They haven't won since November 9th. They're currently on a 19-game road losing streak. With that being said, that now matches the franchise-long history from 2003 and 2004 season, okay? So that just shows you how bad it is. And the Edmonton Oilers are just rising up and becoming one of the better teams in the Stanley Cup title. And obviously, because they have one of the best players and the best player, I feel, in the NHL in Connor McDavid. Now, the one thing that was just really bad on this one was the fact that, I mean, Connor McDavid was just so spectacular in this one. I mean, they couldn't really contain him. The defense was just going around and around and around, and it sucked, you know. But we want to give credit for Petr Mrazek. Like, he did his job. I think he actually still did good. It's just the defense was just so bad. That was the thing that struggled overall in this one. So you got to note that. Now, one thing you wanted to know, I did want to see if we was going to see Corey Perry. He did sign a one-year contract with the Edmonton Oilers. He did not play. He's been practicing with the team, so he didn't make it. He's expected to make his debut on Saturday. We kind of saw that coming, so you're not going to see him play unless, like, you know, next season, or maybe he gets traded or something like that. But you're not going to see Cody Perry play against the Blackhawks this season. Now, one thing that stood out to me in this one was the fact that it was just, I think personally, a bad job overall containing Connor McDavid. I don't think Colin Blackwell did great. That's why I don't think he got too many shots on goal. His job was to contain him, and I don't think he did a good job because every point contained him. So that's something you got to take note of. And another thing you want to take note of is the fact that Lucas Reichel, he did return to the lineup, and you would think he had a healthy scratch again. I mean, I think he needs a confident boost overall. It just doesn't look good for him in this one. Another tough loss for this Blackhawks team. Hopefully they can get it going against the weekend when they play the Calgary Flames. And in that game against the Calgary Flames, it's going to be tough for them overall. Now, this is one that they should at least try to contend. But the question is, I say that all the time, and they normally get embarrassed. So that's something you got to take note of when you're watching them play this Calgary Flames team. Now, this team is coming off a 3-game losing streak, so that's something you got to take note of right now. They're middle of the pack in scoring right now with 3.1 goals. They're also middle of the pack in goals allowed with 2.9. They're 30th overall in power play percentage at 13.5, while we're 32nd. So we're right there with them overall. Save percentage, they're 20. We're 29th overall. And the faceoff percentage is where they're in the top 10. They're currently ranked 9th at 51.2%. This is a game that they should compete and they should at least battle. It could be a tough loss, but you don't want to get blown out. But something like this, every time I say this, they normally get embarrassed overall. If they can pretty much attack the goals early, you want to see the likes of Jason Dickerson, Nick Foligno, and the others step up, then they might have a shot in this game and kind of at least end this road streak with a victory. Now, before we get up out of here, we have to give a few grades. And it's not every Blackhawks going to get a grade right now. It's just the more notable ones right now. And we're going to start it pretty much from F to A. Now, I'm going to have to give an F, and I hate to do this. I kind of mentioned his name earlier. An F goes to Lucas Reichel. He came in with such high hopes in the season, thought that he would have been like maybe a future star in the making or a partner or something like that with the likes of Connor Bedard, and that hasn't happened at all, to the point now where he's now being healthy scratches. And you hope it can change, but right now, midseason, he's going to get an F. Now, the next one, he's the only F I'm giving. Next, we're going to give D's. Now, the D's is going to be for the defense, okay? I'm going to say everybody on this defense deserves a D. I don't care who it is. Seth Jones, you get a D. You're one of the highest paid players. You deserve a D. Kevin Korchinski, I know you're a rookie right now. You're still learning. You get a D, but maybe you can improve along the line. I'm sorry. This defense is horrible. They deserve the D, okay? Now, C, the people have been average right now. I think overall they've been okay for this team right now. Colin Blackwell, to me, gets a C overall for this team. The reason why I've given him C, like, he's been hurt a little bit, so that's kind of been setting him back. But when he does play, he really puts forth a lot of effort overall. So I definitely got to give him a C in that one. Also going to give it to Joey Anderson. Like, he's been in and out, kind of inconsistent, but when he does play, he does make an impact in the game. It's like once he starts scoring, he kind of gets some things going, so he deserves a C as well. B's, B's, I'm going to give it to the likes of Petr Mazurek and Jason Dickerson. I think they deserve the B's in this one. The reason why, number one, they both got contract extensions. These are players who are more journeymen trying to find their way, and they've been playing so well that they actually got a contract extension. The thing is, can the wins have not really related to their success? That's one. And then I would say on Jason Dickerson is more about consistency, but he's one of their better players too. I also want to give a B to Philip Kurashev. I think he's been doing well as well. I'll probably give him B minus in that C range, but I'll give him one as well. And A, of course, to me is going to be Connor Bedard. I mean, he's the main reason why the Hawks are going, why they're on national television. He deserves the A. And look, maybe you could say A minus because he's injured right now, but when he plays, you could just tell he's special. I mean, we already seen such great highlights already in the short come with this Connor Bedard player. He's amazing. He deserves it overall. That's our look at Full Press Blackhawks. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Listen, when we'll be back, we're going to recap their game over the weekend and any news that happens, any updates with Connor Bedard, that and more right here on Full Press Blackhawks. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.